from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds. It is summer and school is out. Teachers are the last thing on the minds of many students. But today on The Conversation, we're going to talk about those teachers who we can't get out of our mind because they made such a great impression on us. I'd like you to tell me about your favorite teacher. Who was it and why was it your favorite teacher? Think of it as an audio apple for the teacher. 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. What made that teacher special? 800-289-5869. Did they give you a life lesson that you carry around with you today? Conversation at KUOW.org. Paula tweeted back at us at KUOW Convo. Miss Landberg, second grade. She had long black hair and drove a lime green convertible Mustang. Conversation producer Arwin Nix called her favorite teacher, David Pegram in Arizona. He got her into playwriting and may have kicked her out of class a few times.
I'm calling because on the show that I work on, we are talking about who our favorite teachers were growing up. And I wanted to call and let you know that you were my favorite teacher.
Oh, that I don't know what to say.
So as a, I'm going to go ahead and say that you're a bona fide expert on what makes a good teacher as my favorite teacher. And since you oversee some student teachers now, what do you think makes a good teacher?
Love what you do, love what you teach, and see your students as individuals and not as a mass of people that you're trying to push through a meat grinder.
Solid advice from English and creative writing teacher David Pegram, Arwin Nix's favorite teacher. Who was yours? What made them special? 206-543-5869. Mario's listening to us today in the U District. Mario, this goes way back to third grade?
It does, Ross. I would say, first of all, that I'm not really in contact with them anymore, and I have several friends that are actually teachers from my past, and those people are much more within my life right now. But this guy was probably one of the most influential people in my life, and he taught me a very valuable lesson. One day during lunch, I was one of those kids that would actually stay in during recess. I wouldn't say I was more privileged than others, but I was probably a little bit more nerdy and a little mature for my age. So I would hang out with him a lot during lunch and recess and such, and we would play chess often. And I remember the first time I beat him. I think I just had a little smirk on my face, but the point is, I didn't want to play again that day, and we always play more than one game, and I just said I was tired.
Quit while you're ahead, huh? I won. I'm out of here. And what did he say?
And he said, okay. And I was not allowed to stay in for recess for at least 3 or 4 weeks. He didn't want to play chess with me, and there was nothing, you know, very vicious or aggressive or, you know, confrontational. It was a very, very subtle lesson in not being snobby. And I asked him about it finally one day, and he sat there and very patiently explained to me that was an arrogant thing to do. And I don't think beyond that day I ever was snarky again, to be honest with you. It really just changed my life.
What a great lesson, and what a kind of a subtle way to get it across. He sort of made you think about it to come to the conclusion of what he was trying to tell you.
He certainly did. This man was also a former Olympic runner and a very, very, very noble, very intelligent man from Trinidad. It was almost, you know, he was almost doing a service and a charity to children to be a third grade teacher. And he gave up so much, and he made such a difference in so many kids' lives. And I know that this man was very respected.
Mario, thanks so much for calling. We're sharing stories of our favorite teacher and why. Let's go over to Green Lake. We have Maya on the line. Maya, who is your favorite teacher?
Hi, Mr. Dolger. He teaches at Lakeside School.
He still teaches?
Oh, yeah.
And why was he your favorite teacher?
The stories he told in class and the way he sort of made learning more natural. And later I became a teacher myself, and he's the person who really inspired me to do that.
Was he teaching through the stories? Did the stories had some implicit message that he was trying to convey by telling it as a story rather than just saying it?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the principles of his teaching, is that a story will convey and teach in a way that a lecture or even a structured activity won't. That we're inherently interested in stories, and he really believes that and uses it in his teaching.
Does a story come to mind? Not the whole story, but just sort of generally what it was and how it was a really cool way to convey something?
Yeah, he has this one story that beautifully, and I'm not going to be able to do it justice, but he has a story about finding a bunch of, he had to build a bookshelf, and he found, and someone told him he could use all these old bricks, and he went and he realized he could very easily steal the new bricks, and that sort of moral dilemma that he had when he faced this, you know, it was possible to steal something without any consequences, or to do the right thing and you know, take the things that he was allowed to take, and that story really sticks with me.
Maya, are you a storyteller in your classrooms too?
I try. I'm nowhere near as skilled, but I try.
Hey, thanks for telling us about that. I appreciate it. A teacher who influenced Maya as a teacher by telling things in story form. Who is your favorite teacher and why? What was it about them that was special to you? 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869, or write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Let's go to Joel, who's listening today up on Queen Anne Hill. Joel, how about your favorite?
My favorite was my fifth grade teacher, Phyllis Dixon, at South Canyon Elementary School in Rapid City, South Dakota. She'd been teaching for a few years, and at the beginning of the school year, she had a reading contest, read 30 books by the end of the year. She had to give a little oral book report after each one, and she told us nobody had ever done it before. That really spurred my competitive juices. By the end of the first month of school, I'd read 30 books. By the end of the 180-day school year, I'd read 186, and in an effort to slow me down, she gave me an abridged version of Moby Dick, an autobiography of Robert E. Lee, Guthrie's Big Sky, where for the first time I saw cuss and swear words in a book.
An infinite jest, probably. So did that slow you down?
Pardon me?
Did that slow you down?
No, those because I usually was reading three or four books at a time, which is something I still do today. I think it took me a week to read The Big Sky, and it took me about a week and a half to read the abridged version of Moby Dick. The Robert E. Lee I knocked off in a couple of days because I was fascinated by him.
So you weren't much of a reader before she challenged you?
No, before that I would probably read maybe a book every other week.
Uh-huh. So all of a sudden having this challenge got you into reading more, and then it sounds as though you realized, hey, I like this.
I did. I loved it. And the really great thing was that I think virtually every child in that classroom read at least 30 books that year, which I know she loved.
That's amazing. Joel, thanks for telling us about your favorite teacher. KUOW producer Allie Ferguson tracked down her favorite teacher, Mia Smith. She was the teacher in charge of Allie's high school paper that got her interested in journalism and taught her a valuable lesson that the media does not always tell the truth.
So I told you in the email that we're doing a segment on state of public education in America, but I have to say that I actually lied.
Is it something else that I'm an expert on?
Yes. You are actually my favorite teacher, and we're doing a segment on favorite teachers.
Oh, Allie, that's sweet. Oh, God, you're going to make me cry.
That'd make great radio, so if you can start crying, that'd be good.
The lesson, you don't always tell the complete truth as a journalist. That's what Allie learned. What important lesson did you learn from your favorite teacher? 206-543-5869. Diana wrote to say, I think if I tried to call on your show today, I'd probably start to cry. Judy Cantera, one of my teachers from Pullman High School, changed my life in so many ways. She was a tough teacher, graded hard, and expected a lot, so the other kids didn't like her. I was a little afraid of her, and she was demanding for a reason. She wanted us to learn, and I'm grateful to her not just for academic content, but for the life lessons she taught me about respect, achievement, and hard work. Mrs. Cantera, if you're out there, I'm forever grateful, writes Diana. Who was the teacher who made a big difference to you? And maybe it was a difference that you didn't even realize until later. Maybe at the time you thought that teacher was too tough or too this or too that, but maybe after the class was over, you started to realize how much they truly conveyed to you and how it changed you. Pat's with us today in the Eastlake neighborhood. Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Good. So tell me about the teacher who made a difference to you.
Well, she was my fourth grade teacher, Miss McFadgen. And until then, it seemed to me that teachers thought that they just took the lids off kids' heads and poured stuff in. But Miss McFadgen expected us to take part in our own education and be responsible for using our brains, which kind of started me to realize that I was responsible for myself.
How did she do that?
She would ask us questions instead of just telling us facts. Or she would tell us facts and say, do you think that's true? And how does it apply?
It sounds like she was kind of using the Socratic method, teaching by asking questions of you.
She was, and she was still a teacher when I went back to teach in the same school, and she was my inspiration.
And did you adopt any of her techniques? You know, we heard earlier from the storytelling teacher that influenced a woman to become a teacher herself, but she said she could never quite have the facility in telling stories that the person who influenced her did. How about you? Have you tried that technique in your own teaching?
When I was teaching children, I was in the wrong profession, but when I do adult ed, that's what I how I teach.
How old were you when she was using that method on you?
9.
And but you found it hard to teach kids using that method yourself?
I found children rather boring. I like grown-ups better.
Pat, thanks a lot for your phone call. Carrie is listening to us over in Kent. And if you just joined us, we're talking this summer while we're away from school about favorite teachers and why they were our favorite teachers. Carrie, how about you?
My favorite teacher was Marian Chadwick. She was my fifth grade teacher. And everybody thought she was, the rumor was that she was a bad teacher. You don't want her.
Bad like how? Bad like mean? Bad like just didn't teach you anything or what?
The kids at that time, they would just say, you know, you don't want to be in her class. She's
okay.
Too tough. You know, she's too tough. Well, she was a strict teacher in the sense that she wanted us to learn what she was teaching, but she was such a loving, giving person. And what I remember most about her is that she taught music in her class. We had a music teacher, but she still found the time to, you know, teach us the do re mi stuff, which I still remember. And her love of birds. She had a bird feeder outside her window, and she would tell us about the different birds that came there. And I am a birder now, and I think that she was the person that influenced me to do that. She also, it was so cool, she had a 57 green Mustang. Now, for a teacher to have a cool car like that was very impressive to the kids. But she came to our wedding when it happened, and I stayed in touch with her for many years, and she passed away last year.
Tell me her name again.
Marian Chadwick.
It's so funny that she had a green lime green Mustang, because I don't know if you heard me a little bit earlier. Paula, at our Twitter account, KOW Convo, wrote about her favorite teacher, a Miss Landberg in second grade, who drove a lime green convertible Mustang.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it about these lime green convertible Mustangs and great teachers?
I don't know. Maybe the great teachers have a little bit of fun in their hearts.
I think that's true. I think that's very true. Hey, Carrie, thanks for calling. Let's go to Anita, who's listening to us today in Wallingford. Hey, how you doing, Anita? What's your favorite teacher ever?
My favorite teacher is now deceased. I had him in 9th and 10th grade English. His name was Mr. Monar. And everybody just really hated him in high school. But after I got out, the things that he taught me, I really came to appreciate. For instance, you know, we did Romeo and Juliet, and he taught us how to waltz. He taught us the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, a really famous poem, and we had to kind of draw it out. And, you know, I really love that poem. I've shared it with my kids.
Did you say draw it out?
Yeah, we had to draw out the stanzas, so, you know, kind of what our interpretation of what it meant.
Could you do a line for us?
What was that?
Could you do a line for us?
The ice was here, the ice was there, the ice was all around. And then I can't remember the next few words.
Around. Great. Getting the fun things about being able to read out loud. That's so important. Anita, thank you so much for your phone call. And let's hear from some of the folks who called earlier today to share their favorite teacher stories.
My favorite teacher was my second grade teacher. I know it's a long time ago. And I had a lot of teachers after I had her, but her name was Mrs. Beale, and I grew up in where I was a minority. Kids were told not to play with me. So I was really kind of quiet and kind of by myself a lot, you know. And one day I drew an elephant, and she said, you are an artist. And from that day on, I was an artist. And it's been a wonderful life.
My favorite teacher was my first and second grade teacher. She taught both grades in Sandy, Oregon in 1954. Her name was Mrs. Mason. And what I liked about her the most was she had a gold front tooth.
Thanks for sharing your stories about your favorite teachers, and here's to the teachers. They were so important to us and continue to be so. If you'd like to share yours, go to the Conversation Facebook page, KUOW's The Conversation. David High produces our show with Arwin Nix. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.